Lauren Daigle with These Are The Days here on Life FM, and we are in the middle of our Wellness Wednesday with Kelly Kay, naturopath.
We are, and tonight we are discussing a very important topic, Kelly, that is burnout, or just, you know, fatigue in general, but specifically that extended fatigue or that real
abnormal
fatigue. Yeah. It's kind of getting like more serious, I suppose, by that.
Yeah, absolutely. If it's going on for a prolonged time or it's interfering with you being able to do your normal day-to-day stuff,
yep.
your normal school or work or whatever, uni, whatever it is, or if you're finding that you're not, when you rest, you're not recovering from that fatigue. So they're kind of all kind of red flags that, you know, it might be more than just being a bit busy or burning the candle at both ends, you know, which we do, but we should be able to then recover from that with rest. And so if we're not, I would encourage people to, you know, dig a bit deeper and see what might be going on there. Is it just that you're really exhausted, you've had a huge year, you've had lots of stress, or is there something deeper underneath that might be going on?
Okay.
So there's lots of different things that might cause someone to feel more fatigued than they should.
I know that, I guess there's probably other things that could be causing it as well, like perhaps diet even and things like that
definitely.
Could be impacting.
Yeah, diet is a huge one. You know, it affects every part of our being.
Yes.
So, you know, it's definitely if we don't have those nutrients there to produce that energy in the first place, and that's going to be a real problem.
Yeah, yeah.
But things like, you know, what, you know, a super common thing that I see is, you know, iron deficiency and B12 deficiency. And of course, there are other deficiencies as well. They're a little bit more nuanced and harder to test for, that need a deeper assessment.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
you know, something like that could be driving the fatigue as well.
And as you were saying, stress can be a big part of it. And I think that when we've been chatting about burnout in the past with Counselor Ida for Moments for Mental Health, we even touched on the fact that when you are burnt out, it can be really hard to sleep because you are perhaps stressed, or you're stressed because you're sleep deprived, and then that stops you from getting good quality sleep and all of that sort of thing.
Yeah, and it becomes a vicious cycle then,
yeah,
because if you don't get enough sleep, that's obviously going to...
Fueling that.
Yeah, that's going to fuel that fatigue, and it's going to make it harder then to cope with that stress the next day.
Yeah.
And there are physiological reasons for that, and then there are also, you know, psychological or emotional reasons for that as well. You know, if we're stewing over things at night, or, you know, that racing mind.
Yeah.
People often will describe it as being wired and tired. So they feel super exhausted, but they just also have that sense of being really wired and their mind's going at 100 miles an hour
and they can't stop.
Yeah, and it's really hard to break that cycle. You know, that is partly to do with what might be going on in your life, but that can also be a response to certain stress hormones and things like that as well. So there's definitely things then that you can address to help your body cope better with that stress and to help sort of improve your energy levels long term.
I know we've spoken a little bit about sleep in the past, but other than sleep, how else can we improve our rest? Is there sort of other things we can do to stop ourselves from burning out? Rather than, I mean, obviously getting a good night's sleep is a great place to start and it's very important, but as well as that, what else can we do?
So one of the things that I sometimes talk to clients about is this idea of radical rest. So often people think they're resting when they're sitting in front of the TV or when they're scrolling on their phone, or they're sort of half resting, but they're actually working on the couch. So this idea of actually being like lying down horizontal with your eyes closed and really actually just cutting out as much stimulation as possible and letting your body and your mind just sort of wind down. So, you know, that idea of true rest is really important. And some things that you can do to help that as well is things like turning off notifications on your phone. So only keep the absolute essentials on. Because every time that ding goes off, it sets off stress hormones in your body and it can drive that response as well. And then also being okay to say no to things.
Yes.
As yeah. well. Like pick and choose, prioritize what you're going to be doing. Yep. If there's things that are not essential, then decide how important they are to you and whether you want to invest that energy yep. in that. Mm. And resting either side of events and things that you have to do. So the other thing that I talk to clients about, it's not about having one full day where you absolutely do nothing and you, you know, do the massage and you do the naps and you, you know, you all do the all the really nice restful stuff. But it's about microdosing, having small little feels throughout the day. So stopping for 5 minutes to do some deep breathing or to do a mindfulness exercise, or, you know, stopping to go outside and just sit in the sun for a few minutes.
Yep.
Stopping to make sure you're drinking enough water, like all of those sorts of little things throughout the day accumulate and they really can make a big difference in supporting your body and supporting your energy levels.
It's a lot of, I guess, self-care, isn't it?
It really, yeah, it comes back to self-care, and it's about what, I guess, finding the gaps for you in your life. You know, is it nutrition? Is that an area where you're lacking? Or is it having a good sleep routine? Mm. Is that the area where you need to work on? Or having those little, finding little micro feels throughout the day.
Yeah.
So, you know, it all adds up.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Mm. Some really good tips and advice there, Kelly. Thank you so much. And, of course, if you've got a question specifically for Kelly, whether it's based on burnout or fatigue or if it's anything else, she is an absolute wealth of knowledge. So please text in on 0413 90 1079 or you can send us a DM on socials, Life FM Adelaide. Kelly, thank you so much. I think particularly going into the silly season, which is called the silly season for a reason, we really need to be more aware of, I guess, resting. And I think it's so hard as well when there are so many people to see. We were even just chatting about this off air, like you have a Christmas party with your work friends, with your church friends, with your family on one side of the family, and then another side of the family, and then your partner's family, and then you know, you've got like 10 different Christmas events over a couple of weeks, and it's, and then you've got catch-ups and things. It becomes exhausting, but it's also, we feel like we don't want to miss out on those things because it's a special time of the year. It only happens once a year. So just, I guess, being aware of that is really important.
And some of those things can actually fill you up as well. You know? So it's not about, you know, putting all of that to the side. Yep. It's just about prioritizing, you know, according to what you need.
Yep.
And if you do feel that the fatigue that you're experiencing is abnormal for what you would expect, then don't just assume that it's because of stress or because of, you know, you had a few late nights or whatever. Actually go and talk to someone, whether it's your GP or whether it's coming to see a naturopath or nutritionist or going to see a counsellor, and try and dig a little bit deeper as to what's going on, just to make sure that, you know, everything's tickety-boo.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Going into summer and wanting to make sure we can enjoy it as much as possible. Kelly, thank you so much for joining us, as always, for another Wellness Wednesdays. It's always great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.